Welcome to the Ghosty Show with artists not from all over the world. We got Tina and Alice and Tina the squirrel. The Ghosty Tarantino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Okay, hi everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. Sorry about that. We were having some technical difficulties, but now hopefully we are back in action, and I'll be able to talk to my guests. And we can see what goes on. But we are so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We have a very awesome show for you, so let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. I had three amazing guests joining me tonight. Tonight, you will get to hear my chats with the amazing Jason Clutter, Shane Wooten, and Justin the Mystifier. So it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. Remember, we are live, so anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting.
We're really excited right now that we've got a live show, don't we?
Yeah, we're very excited. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why we're excited.
I am so stressed. All right.
Yeah.
This is going to call for some drinks on the town tonight. That's what this is
going to
call for.
It's nice tonight that makes Josie all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, gotta love the live shows. Okay, we'll go ahead and get you started. And just so that everybody knows, we are going to replay the Jason Clutter interview here in just a couple of seconds in its entirety. So if you heard a piece of it before through our radio station, no worries. We're going to go ahead and replay the whole thing so that we don't miss out on anything. Okay?
Yes, we'll make sure we do that.
We started late is you could blame that wonderful thing called modern technology that's supposed to make life so much easier.
Yeah, modern technology failed us today, unfortunately. But I'm just glad that we're back. And I want to mention here that after our show airs live each Friday night, it will be rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at FCNR.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll also soon be broadcast on the Journey to Gold station. So I'll give you all those details when they're nailed out and got that all perfect. And also, you can check out our past shows or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. We currently have, not only do we have our regular Josie Show episodes that are on Fridays, but we also have our special edition episodes that occasionally come on a Monday. And so we have 12 of those up now, special editions, 12. So you can check those out. You can go to our josieshow.com and click on the special editions tab. And our episodes feature Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our Ray Price full interview, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. And you want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show at Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina@josieshow.com, T-I-N-A at josieshow.com. She's the one that came on that said she was currently stressed because of these technical difficulties. But yes, email her. We have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. And also stay tuned at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on. And if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member and take advantage of our benefits for a whole year. So if all goes according to plan, it's going to be a great show. If not, well, it's usually a funny show.
Yeah, seriously,
but
when did things not go as planned?
Well, a lot of things don't go as planned, but man, this topped the cake, I'm telling you. This one really topped the cake. But stay tuned for the whole show. You don't want to miss any of it. but now I want to put on my interview with the wonderful Jason Clutter. So here we go. Let's play that right now. Jason Clutter, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I have been doing great. How have you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been too long. Yeah, it's been almost a couple of years. Everything's going great, though.
Awesome. Good to hear. That's really good to hear. You've been doing a lot of really cool stuff. You've been keeping busy, which I love. Love it. I really, really quickly, I want to do just a little quick catch up for my new listeners out there that didn't really get to hear our first interview. But will you tell us how you first got started making music? When did this all happen for you? When did you start?
It's been about between 9 and 10 years ago now. It was music has always been a part of my life, but I never pursued anything in it till right around my junior or senior year of college.
I see. Very cool.
Yeah, well, I went to baseball and I played college, so kind of that deal.
You did the norm. I love it. Well, I'm glad that you pursued this because we love your music.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm. And your first CD, which we love, Raising Cain, can you tell us a bit about that CD?
Yeah, that's a CD that's about 4.5 years old now. It was a great project. We had a lot of fun, produced by A.J. Bryant, and had a group of real close friends. We all wrote together constantly, and we worked nearly a year getting the songs ready and getting them recorded and produced, and it was just a really fun project for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, it must be doing well because you have a new one coming out, so it must be doing good. You have a new CD coming out called Here I Come. Here you do come. Can you tell us a little bit about that CD and when it might be available?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about this new one. It's kind of exactly what I've always envisioned as an artist. The type of songs, the type of music that I've always wanted to have. And it's been a blessing. Finally, find the right people and the right group to get it done. And I can't wait to get it out to everyone. Yeah, we've had a small promotional release, but I can't wait. To get it out to everybody where it's available. And, I can't wait to hear what they have to say about it because it's exactly what I've been looking for my whole music career.
Definitely. I mean, you have a song on that CD, that's going to be on that CD, called Too Young for Wings. And I know that there's a little bit of, history behind that song and how you wrote it. So can you tell us a little bit about that, about this song?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm glad you asked me about that song because it's something very close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song that actually I wrote with a guy named Mary Kane. He's a good friend and great writer. I've been with an organization called Kids Hunting for a Cure for 6 years now. And what we do basically is we get kids to come out, a lot of them, disabled, anywhere, just from a small disability to having a life-threatening disease such as cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But we get together certain times a year when the seasons are in and we get to take these kids out, hunting, and there's a kids fishing for a cure too, so hunting or fishing. And for me, that's just kind of a no-brainer because I absolutely love kids and I love hunting and fishing. So it was just an honor to be a part of that organization.
Yeah, I actually seen a video recently, which I really loved, where you had, a group of kids in the studio helping you out on that song. I thought that was really, really cool. How was that for you? That must have been
probably the hardest thing in the world to ever get through.
Just oh, really?
Back emotions, yeah. I mean, to see those kids and some coming from so far away,
mm-hmm.
For something that, in the big scheme of things, is very small. Mm-hmm. It's a song that can do a lot of good to see them show up and support it and to come in and help sing it, it really touches you in your heart.
Oh, wow. It was really touching. When you see this video, I've seen it, I believe, on Facebook, and it's up there. But is it also on YouTube?
Yeah, I believe it is, and this is a fairly new release for me, too. It's something we did at Cupid Studios in Nashville, and, it's a fairly new release, and luckily, thank God, the views have went up really fast, and it's for a great cause, and we have a link that's on our website where you can actually make a donation to the organization, Kids Hunting for a Cure also. And all that money goes straight to St. Jude's Riley to help find cures or, just make a better way of living for these children.
Perfect. I love those kind of songs where, songs and videos, where, you are entertained by it, but also it is there to help out an important cause. I mean, it's like it's a two-in-one deal.
That's what I love about country music, period. That's something that, in country music to me, there's so many songs that are great, just fun, fun time songs. But the reason I love country music is for the ones that are really to your heart and from the heart. And that's what I love country music for.
I agree. That's what I love about it. And that's what I love about your music. Because it is very touching and real, and, it's not some far-fetched kind of dreamland. You have really real songs, and I really like it. And one song here that we have that I'm going to play, well, we have a few songs here, but the first one is a song called Live, and I really want to play that right now, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. Let's play Live by Jason Clutter, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Some people love, some people hate, some people leave, some people stay, some people take, some people give, some people live. There's those who do, those who don't, those who win, those who won't. There's those that quit, those that win, those people live. Ain't got a dream, then they chase it. There's no guarantee they're gonna make it. Take a chance, roll the dice. Second chance at finding God. Ain't afraid to love or forgive. Those people live. They've got a dream, then they chase it. There's no guarantee they're gonna make it.
of the new listeners out there are wondering, where could we purchase all of your music, from your old album, your old songs, to, most recent stuff that you've put out, where can we find it?
Well, you can go straight to my website, jasonclutter.com, and there's a link on there to purchase all music, which the release will be June 16th. So I'm really looking forward to that day. It's been coming for a long time.
yes. I love it. I am so excited. I'm definitely going to buy it to support, and I'm just beyond excited.
If I could, I would drive you one down personally right now. You don't have to worry about buying anything. I appreciate what you're doing and what you've accomplished. It's really, really great.
Thank you so much. I mean, back at you, because, you do a lot of things that I really, respect. I mean, you help out a lot through your songs, which I'm really big into. So, it's just perfect. And I know you have a website and social networking sites, which people can go to right now. So can you please let us know all of your websites? What's the best place people can get to you?
Yeah, you can definitely jasonclutter.com, and we recently redid the whole website. My manager, yeah, Robin Linton, and so there's a few things that are still on their way for the big release on June 16th. But also Facebook, Jason Clutter on Facebook, and those are the two best ways, I would say, to find out anything and everything that's going on.
Perfect, perfect. First and foremost, go to the website, jasonclutter.com. And then also, of course, add him, like him, subscribe, all that fun stuff. another song here that we have, I'm very lucky to have, is called I Earned This Redneck, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. I Earned This Redneck, and we'll be right back with Jason Clutter.
Talking trash to that girl at the bar, but I've done my look and have to mark you off. I don't give a damn about your high IQ. I got my diploma at the blue collar school. I earned this redneck. I won this bullshit. I drank this beer gut. I can drop you like a 10-point bus. You got to ride the league in a less. But I take the one off the wall, go back him up, buddy, if you got the balls. It's that show and sets an old 42. And by the way, slick, stop calling me dude. I'll earn this redneck. I want this bullshit. I drank this beer gut. I'll run you over with my monster truck. Living all the
correctly, you have a big show coming up in Indiana on July 6th. Can you tell us a little bit about that show? Ooh.
Yeah, this is going to be the third year in a row. We're playing, it's called the Shriners Fest. And it's a festival that's actually been in Evansville for a long time. It's changed names a few times. But it's changed to the Shriners Fest, which the Shriners Club is just a great organization. Kind of go hand in hand with helping children out all over the United States. And it's a great event. It's right on the river in Evansville, Indiana. And, you know, it's a great time, laid back. And I'm really looking forward to it. To be home and playing again, it'll be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. If anyone else is down there in Indiana or, you know, anywhere around, make a trip for it. I mean, go and support and check it out. Because
come all the way from Tennessee. That would be fine, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to see everybody there.
Absolutely. And take tons of pictures. I mean, bring your cousins, best friends. I mean, just bring everyone.
That's right.
Have a party. I love it. I remember I seen you perform, I believe, in Indiana as well. And you were amazing. So there's no doubt you'll have a great time. So go check them out. Okay? Yes, anytime. So a fun question here that I love to ask. I don't know if I asked you this before, but maybe you have new answers. I don't know.
Okay.
But the first one here, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can share with us? Anything recently or anything in your repertoire that you remember?
You know, I'm sure there's probably enough that I could fill up an entire show.
Right.
but I do know one I can share with you real quick, and this is about the worst. Is right in the middle of a show, and we're down in Kentucky, and it was an outside venue, and I'm going to hit a note and open my mouth, and a Japanese beetle flies straight into my throat.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't make that up.
Oh my God!
It was everything I could do, you know, not to lose everything, but.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
How did you continue singing, or were you just like, oh, okay?
I kind of broke up a little bit, but yeah, I tried to continue the best I could.
Wow. No, that's dedication right there. That is the first time I ever heard that, but I mean, it could happen. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to watch out for them. They target you.
Mm-hmm. They liked your music. What can you say? They wanted to get a closer seat. I mean,
they wanted to see where it came from, I guess.
I guess. You know, that is hilarious. But I'm glad everything was okay, though. That's
I mean, mentally scarred for the rest of my life, but other than that, it's fine.
Other than that, a little therapy, and you'll be just fine. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, but I'm glad everything was good. But... I love it. So I want you to close the show here with your song, I'm Here But I'm Still There. So let's close the show off with this song of yours. But first, can you tell us a little story behind this song, please?
Yes, I would love to. This song is another song that is for a very specific reason and for, you know, specific folks, and that's the military. Every man and woman who's ever served this great country, this song is for them. And it's a organization in South Georgia called Freedom Outdoor Adventures. You can check them out on myfreedomoutdoors.org. But it's an organization set up, and it uses hunting and fishing as therapy for wounded vets, be it mentally or physically, from any war. And take them out, and they raise money to buy their tags, you know, all expenses paid, and take these veterans out and give them a well-deserved day or three off. And
I love that.
A great friend of mine I've made, Brandon Moak, started this organization, and it is amazing. I've been able to be with him on a few different hunts. And, the man who started the organization is as good as the organization, and just something that I'm very, you know, adamant about is our military, and we can never repay them for what they've done for us. So this is just a small way I could donate some time and write this song for them. And this song definitely goes out to everybody, every soldier, every Marine, every, you know, just every person who's ever served this great country, and especially their families who support them here while they're away.
Absolutely. I think this is the perfect song to close off the show. I think this is a really, really good one. that I'm honored that you sent us. Thank you so much for sending this song to us. All of your songs. Thank you so much.
Well, no, the pleasure's all mine, and I thank you so much for what you do. And I hope and pray that God continues to bless you in everything you do. And I'm very, very proud to know you, and I'm excited for your future.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. I mean, good luck with all of your future endeavors, and I know you're going to keep going. So you just keep doing what you love to do, and I'm always going to be a fan. I'll support you. You know that.
Thank you so much. I will keep doing what I do as long as you promise to keep doing what you're doing, because it's really great. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Jason Clutter, everyone, let's play this amazing song. I'm here, but I'm still there. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
God bless you.
I stepped off the plane, Fort Benning, South Georgia. She ran over with a smile on her face. My son grabbed my pant leg, I took him in my arms, then tears rolled down my face. The sign read, "Welcome home," as I pulled into the drive. Overcome with joy, thankful to be alive. I'm here, I'm still there. I try to get away, but I can't get nowhere. Every night I go to sleep, I hear the bombs, see the lightning flashing in the sky. I might be. I woke up in a cold sweat, I was shaking, her little feet run across the floor. He jumped onto the bed, lay beside me and said, "Now me and mommy won't worry anymore." Her, I can see the sacrifice she made. They need me to be strong. There's some things I just can't take. I'm here, I'm still there. I try to get away, but I can't get nowhere. Every night I go to sleep, I hear the bombs, see the lightning flash.
Everyone. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jason Clutter. I always enjoy talking with him, and I hope I am live on air. I hope so. I just got the thumbs up that I am. Okay, good. I hope I'm not distorted. I wanted to double check with that because the audio sometimes on interviews may sound a little crazy, but we're still trying to figure out that. But hopefully, yes, for the pre-recorded. But this is live. We're live. So I hope I sound better. But hello?
It's Peanut the Magnificent.
Peanut the Magnificent? You're Peanut the Magnificent now?
Yeah, when is Justin coming on? Because I have a trick for him.
It will be very, very soon. We still have another guest, and then I think he'll be coming on.
Because I want Justin to do that squirrel trick, you know, the one where he makes nuts disappear.
Oh, okay. All right. That'll be coming that'll be coming up very shortly. So just stay tuned. Oh, gosh, Peanut. But I want to mention here, first of all, I just want to thank once again Jason Clutter for a great, great interview. I enjoyed talking to him, as always. He is amazing, amazing. But
hey,
I also want to mention, yes?
I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
What's chocolatey and in your shoes?
Pudding. That's not news. You have been telling me that you're going to do that. So, you know what? I am ready for it. you're so crazy. But I want to mention here about Country Blast Radio or Josie's Country Blast Radio. I think it could be called about the same thing. But we could be heard at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio. We're on Live 365, so just search Country Blast Radio to find us on the free iPhone app. It's also on the Droid, Live 365, and just type in Country Blast Radio and we pop up. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and also right here at JosieShow.com. When we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition, we play the best of all that's country, such as new and classic country music, music from signed and independent artists, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which kind of blows my mind. I mean, I did not expect that, and it's all because of you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. And new music is currently uploaded every week. So please tune in every day because you never know what we will play. And I'm sorry, I'm sick today, so. But the show must go on. I haven't been feeling so great lately, but I am. I'm pressing on because I love doing the shows with you guys. So we have to make sure we put in a great show for all of you wonderful, wonderful people who tune us in at work or on the go or anywhere else on the archives. So I just wanted to make sure that I am here and ready. Without all those technical difficulties, I would have been here and ready a long time ago. But we're still here. excuse me. So I also want to mention here that I want, we have Facebook and Twitter. I know people have been asking what my Twitter is because we actually have a fake out there. And people I've noticed have been following the fake. And I'm like, oh, it's not me. So my only Twitter for Josie Show is twitter.com/Josie Show. It doesn't have any crazy names. It's just twitter.com/Josie Show. And also my personal page is twitter.com/Josie Passantino, just my name. Those are the only ones that we have for this show, Josie Show, and my personal page. And any other ones, they are not me. So do not follow them. Report them if you can. thank you. And I wanted to make sure people knew that.
You could always tell it's really Josie by the hair.
Yes, you could definitely tell because my hair is always poofy and crazy. So you know it's me. It's not a fake. We're all good. But make sure you do that. What else did I want to mention? There's so many different things that I wanted to mention. I'll bring on my producer here, Tina Marie. She knows everything that I wanted to say because I am forgetful right now. do you want to get going with the VIPs?
Yeah,
what's going on?
It's been one of those kind of nights, but we did get to hear Jason Clutter's interview in its entirety and his great music, so we're excited about that, and we should have a couple more guests joining us unless our technical difficulties have caused some issue with that, but we'll be having Justin the Mr. Fire come up soon, and hopefully we'll be able to get Shane Wooten through, and if not, we'll go ahead and reschedule. No issue. This is why we do live shows, for this kind of excitement, so you can see us just hopping around back here.
Exactly.
It is super great and super fun. Too bad we don't have video because y'all would be laughing.
Wouldn't be any problems if squirrels ran the show.
Yeah, right, exactly. We should probably have them go ahead and take over the show. We'll have the squirrels just handle it all. It'll be good. But anyway, so I don't know. I just heard noise go out, so I'm not sure if it's working or not. But we're still going to be talking because that's what we do. Okay, so what I wanted to do was go ahead and tell everybody about the VIP situation so everybody can know how you can become a VIP. Very easy. All you need to do is go to thejosieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and sign up. It literally takes less than 2 minutes, and the benefits last you all year long. Basically, the VIP membership allows independent artists to get some additional exposure through radio and through all of media posts, et cetera, that we do here at The Josie Show. So if that's something that you're interested in, go ahead and let us know. So, but let me tell you about the people who are VIP members already. All right, so first let me go ahead and tell you about Vince Anthony. He does a truckload of live performances. He is consistently out on the road, several states. So make sure you go to his website at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Website literally has everything consistently updated. They do a really good job. On there you can see his tour schedule, so you can see everywhere he's playing. He's opening up for some amazing people here this summer because he is so very, very talented. He'll be opening up for Travis Tritt. Doing an acoustic performance. It's going to be awesome. And then he is opening up for The Lost Trailer, Steve Holy. I mean, he is busy, busy. Lots of those performances in August, so you can still catch them. He is working on a new CD, but right now he currently has out his CD, Too Much Honky Tonkin'. So make sure that you go ahead and go to his site and check it out. You can hear his songs. There are lots of videos on there for you to check out, live performance feeds, et cetera. I mean, it's just absolutely awesome. So, again, that's VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Next, Tim Garman. Make sure you go ahead and you check out Tim Garman's music. You can hear him played on Country Blast Radio, and a lot of times you hear him here in our opening jingle for The Josie Show. Tim Garman has been a VIP member forever. He has a great song out called Chicago Country Girl, so we thank him for not forgetting all of us country girls that don't necessarily live in the South. Thank you. And he also has a great new song out, too, called Girls, Girls, Girls. So Tim is rocking with music consistently. He is constantly putting out new music, so make sure you go to his site, timgarmanmusic.com. You can hear all of it. You can purchase it. You can go around his website and see what else he has going on. He's got a lot happening, so make sure you check that out. Next, Larry Massey. Now, if you haven't heard Larry Massey sing yet, you can hear him on Country Blast Radio, or you can go to the site, reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and check out his music. Honestly, he is absolutely, he's got an amazing voice. He really, really does. And he still goes out and does some performances in certain places, so make sure that you go to his site, see what's going on, what he has happening. He does have a CD out, so if you want that, just go ahead and shoot me an email here, or go on his Facebook page. Larry Massey is spelled LarryMassey, and let him know, because he really does an incredible, incredible job. So you can, again, you can get him, get his information at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Now let me go ahead and tell you about our last VIP member, Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs, again, is also consistently putting out new music. Just sent me another song here the other day as a tribute song to the late George Jones, so that'll be coming up on the station, Country Blast Radio, soon. But you can hear a bunch of his songs there, as well as checking him out at reverbnation.com/Wayne Jacobs, or you can also go to www.waynejacobs.com. Great voice. He's from the UK. He does an awesome job with his music, and he really writes from the heart. He's got a great voice, so make sure that you check him out as well. We want to say thank you to Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry Massey, and Wayne Jacobs for becoming Josie Show VIP members. And again, remember, if you are an artist and you want additional exposure, all you need to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you are good to go. All right, now. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. I've got one more thing here, if I can find it, and if not, then I will go digging later. Oh no, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, it's so funny. I can't wait for the next show when everything seems normal. Remember, I said that. Okay. On August 17th. Coming to the Pana Sportsman's Club. There will be a show from 4 to 7 p.m. You can get to see Rudy Bain, Brad Howard, and just added Wesley Dennis, so it's going to be absolutely awesome. And there will be another show with those amazing gentlemen at the Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois, and that will be on March 8th. So make sure you check out both of those. And then I'm going to go back to you, and I'm going to go get Justin Mystifier on, and we're going to have a whole conversation, okay?
All right.
Awesome.
Let's do it. Okay, so before we get our next guest on here, I know people have been interested in our iPhone app segment. We really have to make, like, a real kind of cool iPhone app segment type, like, iPhone segment or, like, iPhone apps. Get them. Some kind of weird thing. But right now, I just want to talk to you about some iPhone apps that I recently got that are very, very addicting. So I got this new app called Big Fish Bingo. And if you like bingo, it's so cool because it's so different. It's not like regular bingo where it's like just you. It's as teams. And what it is you have like, I think you, yourself, wait, no. So, okay, so it's yourself and then three other people. And what it is you all have to get, you know, you guys get, like, four cards or something. You can do one card, one to four cards. And, you know, you got to try to get as many bingos as you can to help your team. And the more bingos in a team is, like, the winner. And it's like, so cool. You get, like, coins and stuff and really cool things and prizes and stuff. It's awesome. So check that out. I've been addicted to it. another thing that I have been checking out is Zynga, I hope I'm saying that right, Zynga slots. And it's so cool because you can move up to different spots and win prizes and stuff and all this other cool stuff. I've been into that lately. I've been into a lot of, like, casino bank fun things for kids. Like, it's not, like, the real stuff. You don't get real money or anything. It's just one of those fun app-type deals. I've been doing that. What else have I been doing? Da-da-da. I'm still addicted to Temple Run, and Temple Run 2. And what else? I just recently installed the Instagram app. So I made an Instagram, and I do not have any pictures as of right now on the Instagram. But a lot of people have Instagram, and I wanted to be hip, so so I did it. I made an Instagram. And, but yeah, and I made it, and I have, how many followers do I have now? I'm not following anyone right now because I'm so new at it. I don't know how to do that yet. But I have like 60 something people following me. So that was crazy. I was like, really? I just got started, but it was so cool. So yeah. All right, so I want to who are my next guests? Let me put on my producer here because we're mixing it up a little bit. And so let's put my producer on. Hello again.
Hello again.
Hello. So who we have on? I think we're mixing it up a little. We're going out of order. What's going on?
You know, yeah. I mean, with the technical difficulties and et cetera, we may have to do some rescheduling. But, you know us. We just keep rolling. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. But we are going to go ahead and bring on. We have got two guests coming on right now. They are both from Mystified Live. We've got Justin the Mystifier and Corey Martin from the show. So I'm going to turn on the mic.
Do it.
My goodness.
Hello, Justin, Corey, are you both here?
After that wonderful round of applause, I'm here. However, my right ear may not be.
yes, I'm here as well.
Oh, good. Okay, good. How are you two doing? How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, I'm
good.
I'm doing good. I'll answer for myself. How's that work?
No, Justin, you're pretty right. I'm doing pretty good too. So you're good.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you both are great.
Peanut the Magnificent.
Oh man. Peanut the Magnificent has just made an appearance.
Peanut, how you doing?
Hey, Justin, I got a question. Are you better than David Copperfield yet?
No.
Oh my God. Oh, Peanut, always making people uncomfortable again.
way to put Justin on the spot there, Peanut.
I know, way to go. No, but I am just, I'm so glad to have both of you guys here because, you know, I was on the show about a month ago. I was on your show, Mystified Live, and I had so much fun getting to be interviewed by both of you. And I want to do it again, so I'm pretty much just throwing that out there. But I just wanted to ask, do you have any new things coming up, any new interviews, or what's been going on with that?
Well, we're kind of in a hiatus at the moment with Mystified Live, and Corey and I are both kind of exploring some new avenues, try and take everything to the next level and see what we can work on both together and separately. So we've got some new stuff that's going to be coming out in the works, and we'll definitely let you guys in on it as it becomes public so that you guys can help, you know, share the word and stuff. But, yeah, we're working on some new things, some projects together and stuff. So we're just trying to take everything to the next level.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see what you guys have up your sleeve and what's going on and what new stuff you guys add to the show. That's going to be really cool. I keep up
with
all
that,
so.
Did you hear that pun she just made, Justin, up our sleeves?
Yes, I caught that.
No pun intended. But I am excited because I love the show, and you guys have so many great guests. And for people who want to check out the show and listen live when you guys come back from hiatus, where can we go? What's your website? All that fun stuff.
Well, they can go to mystifylive.com. That's where everything's hosted out of. But there's also episodes on iTunes. They can get the complete season 3 and 4 on iTunes. So, and they're all free. So they're free downloads.
Perfect.
We want to give back to you, the people, and give you free comedy and interviews and maybe some educational wisdom in some of the episodes too.
Yeah,
we appreciate it, too.
But it's out there.
It's out there. Awesome. Awesome. And everyone can just do that on iTunes and just do it. It's free, like they said, so make sure you check out all the episodes. And you've had a lot of really cool guests. I mean, you have people from magicians and actresses, actors, singers, songwriters. I mean, you have a great mix out there. You really do.
Oh, yeah. We had everything from, you know, magicians, escape artists, singer-songwriters, producers. We had a witch doctor.
No, we
really?
Did. That was cool. Yeah, shout out to Jerome Finley from Las Vegas doing the witch doctor thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was great.
What did they consist
of? We had a
of?
Snake charmer.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It's very interesting. We had fire eaters and things like that. Yeah, we've had a variety. And I think that's kind of the direction we want to keep going in is with the variety entertainment with some of the new ventures because people like that variety. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They do. And, you know, not only do you guys do the show together, but I believe you both are actual magicians. Is that right? You actually do that and you do shows. As well, live.
In fact, we are. And actually, Corey has just arrived back in New York from Las Vegas and has a few plans up his sleeve. So I'll let him tell you all about his journey back from Vegas to New York.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like Justin said, I just moved back to New York, actually just a couple days ago, really. I spent a couple days on the road with my dad, and we drove from Las Vegas through Amarillo, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Charlottesville, Virginia, and then back up through New Jersey and eventually landing on Long Island, where I'm currently sitting on my comfortable couch with my extremely large and fat old cat. And as far as magical plans go, I've been toying with the idea of putting a somewhat modest stage show together, nothing David Copperfield-esque at this point, but you know, a decent-sized stage show to take around to the local high schools and colleges, kind of like I was doing before I went out to Vegas. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be spending a lot of time digging through my archived material and getting some stuff out of the attic and playing around with all that and seeing where it takes me. And hopefully within the next few months, I will be doing some private shows at first to get my feet wet again and some, to test some of the new stuff, and then hopefully going public with it by the end of the summer and seeing what happens after that.
Very cool. I think it's so cool that both of you, of course, you guys work on Mystified Live together, but you also do different things. You do, you know, just different things, and I think that's very, very cool. Do you guys perform together as well when doing magic, or is that kind of just...
I don't think the magic world is ready for that.
That's too much
To date, we haven't really done any magic together, performing together. But, I mean, being that he's going to be in New York and I'm in the Midwest, it's a little harder for us to get together and do stuff now. But we have had brainstorming sessions back and forth. So, you know, when you see us perform, you might see ideas of his and mine and ideas of mine and his. So in that essence, you know, our stars still align. Yeah.
That was so poetic,
very, very
dude.
Nice.
That was so sweet.
Get the tissues out. I love it. I love it. And when did you guys start doing each of, you know, this question is actually for both of you, but when did you first become interested in magic or illusions? I mean, was it as a child? When did you guys each separately learn that you had a passion for it?
Go ahead, JJ.
Okay. all right. Well, mine kind of started with a rainy day that, you know, I couldn't go outside and play, and I was looking through some books and found what I thought was a coloring book, and it was, had a magician on it, and then I started looking through, and I was going to, you know, color some pictures or whatever, and it turned out it was a magic book teaching some basic, simple tricks to kids, and I'm like, I wonder if that works. It seems so simple, and so I tried it, and lo and behold, it worked, and so that night, I put together a little show that for my family that consisted of a TV tray, a drinking glass, a pencil for a wand, and an old rag for a magic cloth, and I made a penny penetrate through a piece of cardboard sitting on top of the glass. So it was, you know, a very simple thing, and my family, you know, thinking that, you know, oh, well, Justin's going to do us a magic trick. You know, this isn't going to be that big of a thing, but, you know, we'll be, you know, supportive. And when they saw the trick actually fooled them, and here I was, like, 7 years old, they're like, oh, well, this might be something good for them. So they kind of encouraged me with that, and then I hooked up with a local magician in the Elkhorn area, Dave Schmidt. He was my mentor, and so we, you know, he let me help out at, you know, the shows, you know, help out backstage. He gave me his phone number when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and he's like, here, kid, if you ever want to talk magic, you know, here's my number. I'm like, who does that, you know? And so here I was with the support of this local magician who then introduced me to the first magic club that I was a part of, and I became the youngest member of, and just continued from there. So, yeah, just started when I was young and then finding people that supported what I was doing and encouraged me.
Wow, that's a really cool story. I mean, I think it was fate that you found that coloring book, as you thought it was, that it was a magic book. I think that's really cool. It was forced there. It was fate. And Corey, when did you start, though? It was. It really was. Very, very cool. And Corey, when did you start? Like, as a child, too?
I think I was about, I may have been like 5 years old, and I was watching TV, and I saw that this guy, David Copperfield, was going to be on TV. And I was like, ooh, he's a magician. Magicians look like fun. And I said to my mom, I was like, Mom, I want to stay up and I want to watch that. And she goes, no, you got to go to bed. We'll record it on tape and you can watch it the next day. And this was back when you recorded TV shows on cassette tapes. I know that may be a foreign concept to a lot of our listeners, but that just shows a little bit of my age that I used to record magic specials on cassette tapes. We set up the VHS tape to record the show, and I even remember sitting at the top of the stairs while I was supposed to be in bed, listening to the start of the show. I was all excited, and then the next day, you know, I got up and I watched it, and he did some of the most incredible things I had ever seen. He made a girl switch places with him. He did a card trick through the television screen, and then what really caught my eye was when he hung upside down in a straitjacket, and the ropes that he was hanging from were on fire. He had to get out of the straitjacket and escape the whole situation before the ropes burned through and he fell into this pit of spikes and fire. And at the time, I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old. I was a little bit immobile due to a little physical disability that I have, and I kind of was just like, wow, if he could do some pretty incredible stuff like that, maybe I could do it too. And I remember saying to my mom, Mom, I want to do that someday. And she looked at me and did what any mother would do. Okay, sure, go ahead and practice. So I got a couple magic kits and some books when I was a kid, and I started practicing as much as I could, and I would do the tricks for the family, much like Justin, only instead of actually fooling them, they did what we like to call the pity clap. And I tried my hardest to really fool them as best I could. It just wasn't really working out too well. But I kept at it. And then I think the first time I legitimately fooled somebody was when I was about 13 years old. And once you legitimately fool someone, a spectator or even an audience of multiple people, that feeling and that moment sticks with you for a very long time. And I just kind of took it and ran with it. And before I knew it, I was doing shows at summer camps and high schools, and I did shows in college, and then I met Justin and an incredible group of magicians out in Vegas, and here I am, you know, taking the next step forward.
Very, very nice. You both have really cool stories on how you got started, and it all comes from someone, you know, as a young child, seeing someone that, or, you know, reading some magic books or seeing someone on TV, and you're just like, I got to do that. I want to do that. So I think that's very, very cool. And who are your influences, though, towards magic? I mean, who do you really love to watch?
Justin the Mystifier.
Bam.
Myself.
Amen. That is hilarious.
No, I would definitely have to say David Copperfield for one. He is, you know, in my opinion, the greatest living illusionist on the planet. During my time in Vegas, I met a gentleman by the name of Paul V. Hill, who was actually on Mystified Live with us for an episode, and he indirectly taught me a lot about magic and about presentation, and was just one of the nicest people that I think I've ever come across in my 24 years on the planet. Those two definitely. David Blaine kind of gives me that little bit of a I'm going to do something utterly ridiculous and scare the crap out of people kind of thing. So I think those three, as far as magicians go, there are a bunch of others, Wayne Houchin, Danny Garcia, Nate Staniforth, Brian Brushwood, a bunch of other guys that have had, you know, effects on me throughout the magical career that I've just recently picked back up with. So the list goes on and on.
Oh, I would have a hard time picking out one person as well. I mean, being out in Vegas was a big thing for me. I know Lance Burton was a big contributor to my younger years, watching him on TV and then going to Vegas and sitting in his living room. It was kind of mind-blowing to realize I was there. Johnny Thompson, the godfather of magic, he is the one who inspires so many magicians, including David Copperfield. I don't know, I loved sitting down and talking with Teller from Penn & Teller. That was a great experience there, too. They're really, you know, between Paul Vigil and everybody that was on our show and all the people that we met, well, out there, it would be hard to name, like, one or two people that influenced me.
Right. There are so many.
Have you ever seen Josie's Best Magic Trick, the one where she makes an entire pie disappear in front of your face?
What? Oh, Peanut or whatever, Alan,
oh,
whatever
Peanut.
One you are. Oh, goodness. But I don't know
now
magic.
I
wish I did, but I don't know. Justin, you tried to teach me once, and I couldn't.
Now I kind of want dessert. Way to go, Peanut.
Way to go. But I also want to mention here, a little bit off topic, but I've seen somewhere that, Corey, do you also play the guitar? Is that true? Is that just not like a hobby that you do?
That is true. I picked up guitar while I was at summer camp several years ago, and it was kind of, for me at the time, I was really into magic, and I was developing all sorts of performances, both on stage and off stage, and it was just something that was able to get me away from the stress of performing magic and thinking about magic. But then after a while, I really started to use a lot of the musical influences in my life in my performances. So now with this new show that I'm coming up with, instead of just having kind of like the audience come in and you know, get seated and have some music playing in the background, I'm going to incorporate a little bit of guitar playing into the pre-show portion of the performance, because music has really come to the forefront as far as inspiration goes with me for the past few years. Dave Matthews Band has been a huge, huge part of my life since I was about 13 or 14 years old. So I want to kind of incorporate that into the new show and see where that takes it. So, yeah, music and playing guitar is quite a lot of fun for me. I do it as often as I can.
I think one thing important to mention with Corey, and I'm kind of throwing Corey under the bus.
Here we go.
You briefly mentioned your physical disability, but I think one of the, you know, huge, you know, things behind what you've done and how far you've come is the fact that you had that physical disability and you've overcome it. And even you doing sleight of hand and playing the guitar are things that some people with that would not be able to do, let alone completing a course like Tough Mudder. So if you could maybe, you know, mention that a little bit, Cor, because I think that's important, inspirational for the listeners.
No, Justin, thanks, dude. You're absolutely right. When I was a kid, you know, I did the physical therapy thing to get my leg muscles kind of in the right direction. And for a while, I did occupational therapy as well. And my mom's sitting over here to my left playing Candy Crush on her phone like a freshman in high school. So she could probably vouch for me that the occupational therapist once said that I wouldn't be able to hold a pencil. And here I am, you know, playing guitar and doing sleight of hand with cards and coins. And as Justin said, last year I competed in my first Tough Mudder obstacle course. And for those of you who don't know what a Tough Mudder obstacle course is, it is a 10 to 12 mile obstacle course with 25 different challenges laid out along the way. And a friend of mine at work, shout out to my good buddy Jan, who used to work at a magic shop with me in Vegas, he said to me, hey, you should check this Tough Mudder thing out. And I was kind of hesitant at first because I'd never really done anything physical, you know, that physically demanding. But I looked into it and I started training. And, you know, a couple months went by and I kept training a little bit more and more. And then October of last year came and I went out there with my good friend and my college roommate, Rob. And we just decided to attack it head on. And I completed the course. It took me about 7 hours, but I crossed that finish line under my own power and did something that not a lot of people thought I'd ever be able to do.
Wow, I'm so glad that was brought up. Thank you, Justin, because that is so inspiring. That's such an inspiring story because you were told that you wouldn't be able to do that, and you did overcome, and you did things that you didn't think you were able to, and that just proves that anyone out there that's listening, if you have a disability or something that you know you aren't able to do, you can. You shouldn't quit. You should try it, and that's a very good example of it. I like that. Wow.
Thank you
for
bringing
it up.
Yeah, Justin, thanks, man. And I think and it doesn't even just go back to long ago. It's even recently. You know, you'd think as you get older that the people that would put you down or question your ability to do something would kind of just, you know, fall by the wayside. But even recently, you know, you still get some people that don't quite get it or that don't quite understand it. But it's not even about me proving them wrong anymore, because I know that I can do it. It's now just about doing incredible things and inspiring other people to do the same thing.
Amen. And you're doing such a great job at that, because you are doing so many things that you love, and that's what everybody needs to do. You know what I mean? You both are doing something that you both love.
That's what it's all about. It's all about doing what you love and loving what you do and loving the people that you're around and the people that you're with. And as long as you can do that, you know, what more do you need?
Exactly.
Well, I couldn't have put it any better.
Couldn't have said it better myself either. That was perfect. We're actually running out of time here, but I want to make sure that we get your links here, because I know that you both have different sites of yours, whether it be Facebook or Twitter. So can you please each give out your websites where people could chat with you?
Okay. You can catch me on Twitter at the Mystifier. You can, that's with a Y-E-R for those of you who can't find me, with an I-E-R. Just had to be special. And you can find me at justinmystifier.com, or you can check out mystifylive.com. Those would be my most common ones there. And over to Corey.
And for me, you can check me out at facebook.com/CoreyMMartin. The M in the middle is for my middle name. Same thing on Twitter, Corey M. Martin on Twitter. Same thing with Instagram. I don't really do Instagram much, but now that they have video, I think I'm going to give that another shot. So Corey M. Martin on all social media. Come hang out. Come laugh. We'll laugh. We'll cry. We'll talk about sports. We'll talk about whatever you want. I'm always around.
Perfect. So anyone out there, please add them and talk to them. They're amazing, amazing guys. You guys really are. And I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And we have to have you back on to do a more in-depth kind of fun little thing. We had to cut it short because of the technical difficulties. But I just appreciate both of you. And anytime you guys want to do anything together, I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Josie. It's been an absolute blast. Justin, it was good hanging out with you, buddy. I miss you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been out in Vegas with you. So, I miss hanging out and doing stuff, too. But, yeah, it's been great being on the show. Shout out to all your listeners for supporting you. You do a great job. You've been doing a great job for a number of years. I've had the pleasure of working with you on a number of occasions.
Thanks.
Whether you're co-hosting on my show or I've been on your show back and forth. It's just amazing to see what a young person can do when they are dedicated to their dream and see how far you've come in just the last few years. So I'm just glad I could be a part of that and be on the show tonight.
Thank you so, so much. And the same thing for you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And I just thank you so, so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. And you guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, all right? And we'll chat soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy, everybody. Have a good one, everyone. Good night.
Yep. Have a good night.
And Corey and Martin from the Squad Live. Yes. Make sure you check them out. Remember, Corey Martin and Justin the Mystifier. Check them both out. And now, really quick, before we put on our next guest, I have to do a little shout out here of a great listener on the for the Josie Show, a great support. I want to give a shout out to JP Zana. I hope I'm saying that right, JP. So I want to thank you so, so much for listening in, and you're such a great, great, great person, a great friend who's been saying great, great things listening to the show. So thank you so, so much for your support, and I know you're listening, so I'm so glad that I was able to give you a shout-out. So now I have my next guest here, so everyone please welcome Shane Woolen to the show. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good, Josie. Thanks so much for asking us on to your show. It's always fun to hang out and chat about music. And sounds like you guys got a lot of good things going on over there.
Oh yeah, we're having fun. We're having fun, and we're just so excited to have you on the show to chat a little bit and talk about your music. It's gonna be great. I'm excited.
Right on.
Perfect. So we're actually going to talk about a couple of topics tonight. But first, let me start out with your music. I want to rewind a little bit to your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Well, it definitely started back when I was young. Actually, it goes back to, and you can actually see a picture of this on my YouTube channel as well in an interview I did. At a daycare I was going to, they were doing this big talent thing, and the lady said, "Hey, I need somebody to sing 'This Land Is Your Land' as a solo." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." And so I sat there and sang that song like 100 times with her, right? And then the day came, they dressed me up like Uncle Sam, and I did the thing on stage, and all the other kids danced around me, and there was about 100 people there, and I got the bug, and that was it. So.
Oh wow! Well, that's a way to start. I mean, I like your enthusiasm. You're like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, oh well, we can do it. Very nice. So start out young. And who are your biggest musical influences, would you say? Who do you love to listen to?
Growing up, I definitely dug like Jimmy Buffett. I liked Jim Croce, the Bellamy
mm-hmm.
Brothers. Really liked Garth Brooks, Steely Dan, Jethro Tull. So I kind of had a mix, a bit of a mix of different things. Obviously liked Guns N' Roses, grew up in the hair days, the hair band days. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so a bit of a mix.
I like it. You have to have a mix. And as you mentioned, Bellamy Brothers, you actually work with them on some of your songs. Is that right? Very nice.
Yeah, it was actually pretty surreal because we ended up chatting and struck up a friendship, and we started working together. They gave me several songs that they wrote, and then they ended up producing the songs and singing with me on them, which is what my new EP. Four of the six songs feature the Bellamy Brothers, so you can't beat that. Definitely awesome.
Can't beat that. Very, very awesome. And I love that. And we're actually going to play some music here. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now, sort of circling the web and where people can find them?
Right on. You can go to ShaneWootenBand.com, and you can also go to YouTube.com/ShaneWootenBand, and you can also check out SoundCloud, which is starting to be pretty popular. I've got all the songs on there, so you can stream them if you want. And that's Shane Wooten Band as well.
Perfect. So you just go there and you can get all the music and do that. Make sure you do that because I love the songs. I'm a fan and I think your music is just amazing. Amazing. I want to get as many people as I possibly can to the website and get your songs.
Thank you.
So I love it. And we actually have a song here called Get a Little Crazy, and I would love to play that now, all right? Love to play it.
Oh, for sure.
Perfect. Let's do it. Get a Little Crazy by Shane Wooten, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Play it.
Well, I heard a man on the TV just this morning saying everything you do is wrong. Don't do this and don't do that. Seem to be the name of his favorite song. Well, you can't, and you shouldn't. He wants everybody to abstain. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy. Going insane.
this morning saying everything we do is wrong. Don't do this and don't do that. If you do, then you ain't gonna live too long. But I got to go loose, loose, loose. Tear out the clouds and the rain. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy to keep from going insane. Sometimes I gotta get a little crazy to keep from going insane.
Yeah, that was Get a Little Crazy by Shane Wooten, and we're back with him right now. I know after hearing that song, I love it. I know after hearing that song, people are going to be wanting to chat with you and talk with you and get to know you better. So what's the number one place that they can go to get connected and talk with you?
They definitely want to stay connected. I always push everybody to facebook.com/Shane Wooten band because, you know, usually I'm on there for the social network side. But, of course, you can always check out ShaneWootenBand.com. That's ShaneWootenBand.com. And we've got blogs on there. We're actually undergoing a reboot. We're going to do a kind of a version 2.0 of the website, which is going to be really cool. It's going to be mobile-friendly, optimized for mobile. So it'll kind of, you know, depending on what you're on, if it's a computer, an iPad, an iPhone, whatever it is, it'll shrink down and look really cool anyway. So that'll be pretty cool, too.
That's really cool. I always love revamps. I always love it, so I can't wait to check it out and see what new stuff you got. Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. And also, I want to mention, I mean, you've achieved so many great things. You got to do so many great experiences, but what is one dream or goal that's still out there that you are reaching for with your music career? What would you like to do?
With the music career, I'd say definitely, you know, probably do a national tour. Obviously, we've done some touring. We've toured across the country a bit, but you know, to do like a really cool tour with a great headliner that we can learn from, and you know, just pick up all the cool tricks that we haven't learned yet, and really just to also connect with all the fans across the country as well, because we have so many awesome fans that believe in us and our music, and you know, they're scattered around the country. So to kind of be able to go across and connect with all those folks and really, you know, share our passion for our music with them live and in person would be truly cool.
Yeah, you do have a lot of dedicated fans. And one of these days, I have to see you perform live. That would be awesome. I'll bring a camera, take tons of pictures. I'm that kind of fan. That'd be awesome.
Right on.
That'd be so cool. So now I want to take another little break to play your song, and then I want to come back because I want to talk about the Country Buzz Show. So we'll be right back to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's play Running with a Redneck Crowd, and we'll be right back with Shane Wooten, all right? Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Here we go.
Name on the back of her belt took me by surprise. That Carhartt jacket she's been wearing should have been a warning sign. She started using new kinds of phrases like hell yeah and yeehaw. But finding that pack of camels proved to be the last straw. Her new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have double wide ways. She's been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately she's been playing Skinner's Loud. Yeah, my baby's been running with a redneck crowd. Every train guard would come between us, who knows where this might lead. She's been having way more fun than she ever did with me. If you can't beat him, you might as well join him, my daddy would always say. She's got a heart as big as West Texas, and I won't let her slip away. Her new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have the wide ways. She's been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately she's been playing Skinner loud. Since my baby's been running with the redneck crowd. Raised my Lexus for four-wheel drive. Hell, I bought my first pair of boots. Seems to have been a redneck deep inside, just waiting to cut a loose. Our new friends don't live in trailers, but they sure have double wide ways. We've been hitting all the NASCAR races, drinking beer and partying late. Lately we've been playing Skinner loud. Me and my baby, we're running with a redneck crowd. Oh, it's getting wild. With a redneck crowd. Honey, with a redneck crowd.
And that was Running with a Redneck Crowd by Shane Wooten, and we're back with him now. I want to talk about a show you're a host for, Country Buzz Show on WTRS-FM. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Very cool.
Yeah, so the Florida Country Buzz we started it about 2.5 years ago. And so we've been running that show every Sunday night at 9 p.m., the station actually about 2 weeks ago was bought out by a New York-based station and is like we're in the process of doing some reworking with them. So we're kind of in limbo right now. But it came at actually a great time because I was also asked to host about a year ago the American Country Music Chart, and as a result of the Florida Country Buzz, et cetera. And so we've been kind of talking with it, too, and trying to figure out how to blend the two together. So it's looking like the folks out of Nashville with the American Country Music Chart are going to we're basically going to kind of launch a syndicated show that will be the American Country Music Chart with Shane Wooten. So,
wow.
So definitely stay tuned for that. So that's some inside info. And,
cool.
And you guys are the first to hear it, you know.
That's awesome. I'm honored. You heard it here first. I like that. Very, very cool. So you got a lot of great things planned. And for people who want to hear Country Buzz Show on WTRS-FM, where can we find that? When's that usually on?
It's usually on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. It's WTRS.FM. That's WTRS.FM. And if you want to keep up with where the show's at, you can on Facebook. It's facebook.com/FLCountryBuzz. And we also have an FLCountryBuzz.com website as well.
Perfect. Perfect. So that's the easiest way. You can just do it, go there, and then you could hear it. I like it. I like it. And do you have any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything else in the works? Or, you know, give us a scoop about what's been going on in your life? What's up?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I've been flying back and forth to California a lot and working on some projects. We are actually just flew back from California today to get back to Florida. And so we're working on a festival tour right now. We're actually going to be hanging out. I've got Zach, my lead guitar player, here's with me as well. Say what up.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
So Zach's hanging out with me, and tomorrow and Sunday we're going to be what we call woodshedding in the music industry. We're pulling all our band members together. We're going to have like all day rehearsals, and we're going to be adding some really cool stuff to our new set. And we're looking to get out on the festival trail this year and really burn it up. As well, we're looking to shoot a couple of music videos, which will be we've got some award-winning videographers that have offered to work with us, and to do a couple of songs. Actually, one of the songs that you just played. Get a little crazy, so
yeah.
We'll be posting that up as well. So if people want to be in our music video, which we're also getting some celebrities, it looks like, to jump in there too, you'll have the opportunity to be an extra in the video, et cetera. So keep an eye out on our website for all the, you know, that kind of stuff, the news about it. And then the American Country Music Chart Countdown is another really cool project. Like I said, I've been hosting that now for about a year and a half, and We are working on syndicating that across the country, so we'll see what happens. That's all up to, obviously, sales and marketing to get that pushed out, but I'll keep you up as it goes.
Awesome, awesome. So a lot of great things in the works for you, and we're definitely going to keep keep track of everything and check it out. Like I said, we're a fan, so we're gonna be listening and checking every new stuff that you have coming out. All right, and we'll keep everyone else informed too.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, and you know, when we come to your area of the country, that you guys got some VIP passes waiting on you. So we'll have you guys backstage hanging out, having fun with us.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. That would be amazing. Amazing, amazing. Life made. That would be so cool. Last question here for you, because we are running out of time. Once again, sorry about all the technical difficulties. It kind of made everything hectic. Just a little fun question here for you. What are some things you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music or hosting the show? What do you like to do for fun?
Gosh, I've been so busy lately. I don't really have much time to have fun, but, when I do catch a minute, definitely like to go to the movies. Just saw Man of Steel in 3D. That was great. I watched really great movies on the plane today. I was lucky. I had a first class seat on Virgin, America, and we got to watch movies the whole time. So I caught some cool flicks on there. So, yeah, definitely movies are a great pastime as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree. I agree with that. And I think you are amazing, and congratulations with all of your, you know, everything that you're doing, and good luck with all of your future endeavors. And once again, I'll be checking it out, informing everyone what's going on. And I think you are amazing, and keep doing your thing, okay? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, not a problem. My pleasure. Definitely been great chatting with you. Anytime you guys want to hook up, holler at me and I'll jump on with you. And Zach's had a good time as well over here.
Yeah.
Rock on, Zach. Thank you so much. And we'll chat with all of you soon, okay? Thank you so much.
Sounds great, guys. Hey, thanks so much to everybody tuning in, and definitely appreciate the Josie Show for having us on, and appreciate all your listeners for tuning in. Thank you, guys.
My pleasure. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Shane Woon, everyone. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Robert, I had so much fun despite the techie difficulties, and I apologize for that. We're gonna get everything straight for the next shows. And I had such a great time with all of my wonderful, wonderful guests. Thank you so much to Jason Clutter, Justin the Mystifier, Corey Marin, and Shane Wuhan. And thank you so much. And also, I want to mention next week, joining us on the Josie Show will be Lizzie Sider, Brooks Paul, and Christy Warner. So please check them out. We're going to be able to have great chats with them, play their music, and all of that fun stuff. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Josie Show, and we'll chat with you guys very soon. Thank you. Bye.